I have a quick favor to ask. We've noticed less than 25% of listeners on this podcast are subscribed to the show. The simplest way you can help us this year is by tapping the follow button on the app that you're listening to the show on right now. It's free, it's straightforward, and it's incredibly impactful. As we strive to elevate every aspect of our show in 2024, your follow will allow us to attract even more highly acclaimed guests. Thank you so much. Your support means the world to us.
Yeah, so a little backstory. Until 23, I was still, my last job was delivering food for Uber Eats. So I didn't have any entrepreneurial background. And until I read the book Rich Dad Poor Dad, I thought I would be an employee. But that book opened my eyes to what's possible. But I wanted to have my own business. But what a lot of people do, like myself, oh, one day, or, yeah, you know, once I have the idea, once the time is right. And I'm postponing until one day I'm delivering the food for Uber Eats. I meet the other delivery guys who are much older than me. And I realize how unhappy they are. They can't provide for their families what they want. They can't give them the time, the vacations, these things. And I could see this sadness or suffering in them. And that's when this fire was kind of lit up in me, when I was like, no more, I'm going after that. And really analyzing back what I've done for all three my businesses. So my first business was marketing agency. That's when I hit the first seven-figure mark. And then I started coaching, because people start coming to me, how come I did it so quickly? Mm-hmm. And the five steps I use, first, I knew exactly what I want. A lot of people nowadays don't know what they want. It's like opening Google Maps. What is the first thing you need to put there? Where are you going? Because otherwise you don't know if you should go right, left, or turn around. So first, I knew exactly what I wanted. But a lot of people can set goals. There's nothing like, wow, about it. But my second thing was, I had a strong reason why I'm not going to give up until I achieve it. Mm-hmm. So my reason why, one of them was never sit on the bike ever again and deliver the food and be unhappy like these guys. And second, I had my ex-girlfriend back then in another country. So I was always like so sad leaving her. So I wanted to create an incredible life for us. Mm-hmm. So I would never miss a day. I would never give up, because I had strong reason why. Mm. Third was, I had to be practical. A lot of people don't take practical steps every day to grow the business. Mm-hmm. So I didn't obsess about my logo. I didn't obsess about my website. Because so many people focus on 5 months on logo and website, but they don't have a business. Mm-hmm. I rather created a logo in 5 minutes in Canva and created my website using some software in, again, a few hours. But what were three things I committed to do every day for the next 90 days? I call it 90-day challenge. So 90 days, what are three things I will do daily? First, I would record 10 videos to potential customers. That was my outreach to get meetings. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So first was outreach, practical step to grow the business. Second, if you get a meeting but you don't know how to close, good luck, you know?
Yeah, huh?
So I would study sales every day for 2 hours. Now our close rate is 85%.
No way.
It's not a coincidence.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's not a coincidence. So basically I focus on this because I knew once I get a meeting, I need to close them. And second, my first goal was to hit $10,000 a month in 90 days, even though I was delivering food for Uber Eats, no experience, no capital, which was outrageous back then to me. But what happened is, I used visualization to get familiar with that number, to get familiar that I can do it. And that was my third step to kind of achieving it. And last step of this framework, we could call it, is I asked myself this: who do I need to become to achieve that goal? Because if you're currently making six figures, the guy making seven figures is far different from you. Mm-hmm. He acts differently. He thinks differently. He feels differently. And the same was for me. The guy delivering food for Uber is far different from the guy making $10,000 a month and is considered himself a successful business owner.
Yeah.
So I had to change myself to get where I am today multiple times.
I love it.
Already so much gold dropped there. And you and I have got very similar stories because I left my first corporate job at 21 to start my first business.
Nice.
For exactly the same reason. We were in an open plan office and I looked around the office one day and it just hit me like a light bulb. No one is smiling. It felt like I was looking into a crystal ball into my future and I went, I just do not want this. So I totally understand that feeling.
Amazing.
Now, you mentioned lots of things there already. For someone that has been an Uber Eats delivery driver and a person that mm-hmm. has and is a multiple seven-figure business owner, you talked about who is it that you need to become? Who is that person that you need to be right now? Can you tell us what are the differences between the way a seven-figure business owner thinks and a six-figure business owner and someone that hasn't even cracked six figures? Because we hear a lot of people talking about who they need to become, but let's like put this in concrete. What does it really mean?
Yes. First of all, a lot of people pretend they're confused. They pretend, oh, I don't know how he would act. But all of us know that he wouldn't be doing the things we are doing. So, so first, I want to keep it simple. So I wrote it only 3 to 5 things for new thoughts, new actions, and new feelings. So only 3 to 5 to keep it simple. And basically, when I started, I was shy, not confident. I was procrastinating, having some bad habits. So what I changed first? He would be confident. Because a lot of people tell me, once I close the first deal, I will be confident. Good luck. Mm-hmm. Good luck. Mm-hmm. That's the other way around. You need to be first confident to close the deal because the man with most conviction will win. So first was he would be confident. Then I wrote down he would execute his 3 daily priorities every day. He would cut out Netflix. He will cut out social media. He wouldn't worry what other people will think of him. So these were a few examples. Mm-hmm. Then I hit 10K. I started scaling further. So I had to upgrade myself again because I can't be no longer one man show because a lot of people get stuck at 8, 10, maybe a little bit more a month. And they are so afraid to delegate because their belief is nobody can do it better than me, which is the worst belief to have if you want to scale. My belief was there are people who can do it much better than I can. And this belief I had to change to get to the next level. I started to be a leader because I started to have team. So I started to embodying him. So I would say the biggest difference between 6 figures and 7 figures, at least high level, would be this person is a leader. He's working on the business rather than in the business. You know, the task he doesn't enjoy, he doesn't bring additional value, he delegates. Of course, in my coaching business, I want to be the coach. I don't want to delegate the coaching. But now for the higher program, I'm the coach. But for the lower program, we have trained coaches already. Because my time is limited. So he's thinking more like a leader working on the business. Second, he also basically know how to motivate people. Because again, he needs to work with maybe 2 people, 5 people, 10 people. But people don't know how to motivate people. They motivate the way they want to be motivated, not how people want to be motivated. So everybody is a little bit different. So really, I would say the overall principle in this would be being the leader, tracking the numbers, I would say is second. Really looking in the numbers, don't being naive a little bit. Yeah, it's working. How much meetings did you book last month? I don't know. How much did you close? I don't know. What's your conversion rate? I don't know. You know, a lot of people hope they will get to 7 figures. I want to make sure I get there.
Yeah, we can't build a business on hopium, as my friend Tim Hyde says. There is no hopium in building 7-figure businesses. There are certainly things that go in our favor, but it's not all built on hope and just, you know, throwing spaghetti at a wall and hoping it will stick. Now, one of the things you mentioned there was that you, one of the key things was to motivate others, and it's not the way that we're motivated. Can you talk more to that?
Yes. So we want to motivate people the way they would like to be motivated. And again, it comes down to, usually to a few things. For some, it's the financial resources. For some, it's more time freedom. Let's say they want to travel or spend time with their family. To some, it's the growth. So they want to grow and, let's say, income can be secondary to them. Mm-hmm. And fourth one is more the culture. They want to be part of something bigger than themselves, part of a team. So especially unless you have maybe 20 employees, you should know how all employees are being motivated. So I know, hey, this person wants to pay off his mortgage. So income is very important to him. So he had good month. Let me pay him more. Okay. This person, on the other hand, for example, wants to take some time off because he loves surfing. Okay. I might give him week off extra, for example. Or this person loves to grow. Okay. I can give him some course or invest in his education. And that way, I'm motivating people the way they want to be motivated. Because some people want certainty. They want to be certain they can stay in the job, that they will always be in this company. Some people want to be more recognized. Again, so knowing the difference will help you build a team that will stay with you for years, if not decades.
I love that so much. And it's so important to recognize that the people that are working for you are all unique. As you say, I think that that makes a huge difference to how your team shows up to work. That's something that I've always noticed. And the businesses that I've worked with that also notice with their teams, you can see the culture in their teams in a such a much stronger way than, you know, the people that are just like, oh, their team and, you know, whatever that is. Yeah.
Thanks for joining me for this episode of the Influence by Design podcast. If you want more, head over to influencebydesignpodcast.com for the show notes and links to today's gifts and sponsors. And if you're looking to connect with other experts who are growing and scaling their business too, join us in the Coaches, Thought Leaders and Changemakers community on Facebook. The links are waiting for you over at influencebydesignpodcast.com.